I've never seen so many people with their hand in the pie telling you what you could and couldn't do. Do you think we have freedom? No, not at all. But in Christ, we have freedom. So don't let anybody take that away from you, because they will if they can. Behold, in verse 2, I, Paul, say unto you that if you be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. See, back in those days, he had a group of men coming around, and everybody got saved. They come around and say, you know, yeah, you listen to Paul's gospel, and you got saved, but you ain't saved until you're circumcised, because that's the law. Paul had this problem, didn't he? You got to be circumcised, or you're not saved. Well, I know there's some people today say you have to do this or do that before you're saved. So I know some people say you have to be baptized before you're saved. I know some people say you have to be able to speak in tongues, or you ain't really saved. I've heard that. I didn't see it in the Word nowhere. It ain't in there. But there is people with their traditions will try to tell you, you have to be able, like I said, speak in tongues. If you don't speak in tongues, you're not saved. Wow. That's not true. Verse 3 and 4. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised that he is a debtor to do the whole law. In other words, if you let somebody come in and say, you got to be circumcised or you ain't saved, and you say, okay, all of a sudden, you didn't realize it, you just fell from grace. You fell back under the law. And now then, Paul says, since you fell from grace, you have to keep every part of the law or you're going to open the door to the devil. Now, do you know anybody that ever kept the whole law? Jesus is the only one I ever knew that kept the whole law. Nobody else kept the whole law. We can't do it. The rules are too strict. Mankind in the flesh can't do it. So, what Paul's trying to tell us here, I testify again to every man that is circumcised. In other words, if they come in and say, after you get saved, you've got to be circumcised, and you let them circumcise you, saying that this is also needed, or it has to be added before you're really saved, before you can go to heaven. Paul says, I testify to everyone that is circumcised that he is a debtor to do the whole law. In other words, if you let them talk you into it, you know, and you let them circumcise you, so you can be saved. Now, what if you want to circumcise your children just because you think it's the thing to do? Is it okay? Are you free in Christ to have your children, your sons circumcised? Of course. There's nothing wrong with it. If you want your children to be circumcised, fine. If you don't want them to be circumcised, fine. You don't have to. You're not under the Jewish law anymore. It's okay whichever way you go. But Paul says that if you are circumcised, and if you're circumcised to fulfill what they say, that you're a debtor to do the whole law. He says, Christ has become of no effect unto you. None. Well, if Christ is of no effect unto me, I'm in trouble. Whosoever you are justified by the law, you fell from grace. That's like I said, that little 1 foot wide walk right up here above all the serpents of hell. I'm walking on this little tiny walkway of grace. And as long as I walk on that walkway of grace, how much sin can I commit? None. If I walk in grace, I'm walking that little tiny walkway, and I'm walking in grace. I'm paying strict attention, and the Word of God is the light unto my feet to illuminate that path so I don't step off of that thing. Because if I ain't got the Word of God to guide me, I'm walking in darkness. And what do you think the chances are you not falling from grace, walking a little 1 foot ladder or 1 foot platform through the darkness? You're going to fall off of that thing. That's why Dave told me the other day. He said, Pastor, people that don't study this book and don't read this every day, I wonder how they're going to get to heaven. Isn't that what you said, Dave? Yeah. He said, I don't understand how anybody can get to heaven if they don't understand the principles of the kingdom. He said, some people just come in and get saved and they never darken the door of the church again. Well, they really didn't know Jesus, and they probably will never make it to heaven. Chances are not good at all. And wow. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised that he is a debtor to do the whole law. Christ is become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, you're fallen from grace. In other words, you can't be under the law and under grace at the same time. You're either under one or the other. That's what he says there. Verse 5 and 6. For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. Now, what is the most important thing in the world? Right there, we just read it. Faith expressing itself in love. That's the law of Christ. When you walk in the law of Christ, you're walking in grace. You're walking down that platform, boy, you can walk and take big steps. Oh, the Word of God is a light to your feet. You can see the pathway. Yeah, it may be a little narrow thing, only a foot wide, but it's not a problem walking a foot wide. You know, I mean, I think of that story that I've heard. I don't know if this is true or not, but I've heard about it. And I've heard that they put a cable across Niagara Falls one time, and there was a guy going to push, wanted, first of all, he asked everybody if they believed he could walk across that. And some of them said, yeah, I believe he can. So, man, this guy got on this cable, you know, and he walked across this thing all the way across. And he walked all the way back. They saw him do it. And then he said, okay, how many of y'all believe I can push a wheelbarrow across that? Someone said, man, I believe you can. So he pushed a wheelbarrow all the way across and all the way back. He said, now then, how many of y'all believe I can push across there with a man in it? They all said, we believe you can. He said, somebody get in the wheelbarrow. Nobody got in the wheelbarrow. See? That's false faith. That's the way we are with Jesus. I believe Jesus can save me. I believe I'm saved. Well, why don't you walk that narrow line with Jesus? That's too hard, Richard. I'd rather go out here in the world and do it my way. I don't want to walk that narrow path. It's too difficult. And it ain't easy, is it? It's just like that guy that's going to get in that wheelbarrow. Man, everybody believes he could do it after he'd seen him go across there and back twice. But when he says, okay, those of you believe I can push it across there with a man in it, get in it and I'll push you across there. Nobody got in that wheelbarrow. Let me tell you, I wouldn't have got in there either. No. Was that all he's got to do is make one mistake. And I've been to Niagara Falls. It's a long fall to the bottom of that thing. What really gets me is all the pictures up there. If you've ever been there, you've seen all the capsules that people have built. They're in the museum there, how people have come over those falls in those little capsules. You talk about some crazy people in this world. You take a chance on your life to prove you can do something stupid. I couldn't believe that. There was actually a museum at Niagara Falls with these capsules that people have rode over the falls in. Crazy. But faith which worketh by love. That's the most important thing we can do. Okay, let's go to the next verse. 7 and 8. You did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? This persuasion cometh not of him that calls you. Okay, if this doesn't come from him that calls you, then who's it coming from? The enemy. The enemy is doing his best to deceive you, to get you to lose your salvation. He don't want you to die and go to heaven. He don't want you to walk with God on this earth. He wants you to die and go to hell. That's what he's been sent to do, to deceive you and me. Verse 9 and 10. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. I have confidence in you through the Lord that you will be none otherwise minded, but he that troubleth you shall bear his judgment, whosoever he is. Now, you got people in churches that do crazy things. There has been a few of them come to my church over the years that I've literally had to tell them to go away. I don't want you here no more. What I really hate about people is when they come to my church and try to operate on you and make you feel bad so that you will give them money so they can continue to live in poverty. And then when they leave here and go to another church and do the same thing with another church, and they just make it, I'd finally tell them, leave. That's not God. You know, that's not God. If you want to live in poverty, do it somewhere else. You know, if you want to come here and you need help to get started and you want to show me you're a worker bee and I give you a little money to get you started, you get out here and get you a job and you're doing great things for the kingdom of God. I think about a woman. This woman over in Dallas, she was all down on her luck. She came to me and said, Pastor, I got to have money to pay my rent. I said, okay, how much is it? She said, $500. I said, okay, I give her $500. A couple weeks later, she said, I got enough money for groceries. I'm out, I'm working, but I hadn't got enough for groceries. How much you need? $200. I gave her money. Gave her money for 3 or 4 months. And then she disappeared. Went somewhere. I don't know where she went. But all of a sudden, just recently, she must have got a good job. That woman has sent enough checks to this ministry to pay back everything I paid for her 5 times over already. See, does it do good to help those in need?
Amen.
Yeah. See, now if that woman was to ever come back to me and say, I've hit another bad streak and I need some more money, guess what I'd do? I'd help her. What did I do before? I helped her. And I never had any idea. But she told me, I will get a job, I will work, I'm in a bad luck streak right now, I just got to have some help. And I helped her. And boy, it's amazing when all of a sudden, Cheryl said, you know that girl over there that used to help all the time? I said, yeah. She said, the one that just disappeared, we left, didn't know where she went. Yeah. She said, that girl sending checks every week. Isn't that amazing? So see, there is some people you can help. And there are some people out there, they're out there just to take everybody for what they can get. And if you want to know, well, how long have you been without a job? 10 years. Give me a break. If you ain't had a job in 10 years, you don't want to work, do you?
No.
You know, I can remember when I left here to go to Tulsa to go to school. I shut down my business in Sherman, Texas, and I drove to Tulsa, Oklahoma, and as soon as I got there, I'd went up there a few days before and rented me a little duplex apartment for me and my wife to live in. I pulled into town, and when I pulled into Tulsa, I pulled into the first big gas station I saw. This had been 40 years ago, and I said, you guys know anybody that needs somebody to pump gas? The guy said, well, the guy up the street yesterday was looking for somebody. I don't know about today, but he said, I'm full. But he said, that guy down there was looking for somebody. I drove down there and I said, you need somebody to pump gas? He said, I sure do. I need somebody in the afternoon. I said, what time? He said, 3 o'clock. I said, that's perfect. I go to school from 6 to 1 every morning. I'll be here tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock to go to work. I worked there for about 4 months and I got a job in a machine shop.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, We Are Free Indeed, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.